Boker Tov. So today is Sunday, Parsha Tazria, and every day the goal is to read the Parsha and figure out what message Hashem is trying to send me. And if I figure it out, you know. So it's a little more challenging, these Parshas talking about Tzaras and whatnot. But I found some gold. So this Parsha starts out talking about a woman giving birth, and then it goes into the laws of leprosy. Not really leprosy, but like leprosy. And the first Rashi has something very interesting to say. He says, last week's Parsha dealt with animals, and this week's Parsha deals with people. So why the order in that order? Lord of Simlai says, because it's like in creation. First animals were created, and then people. To show you that if you think you're better than an animal, you're nothing. A fly was created before you. So what does this mean? I've heard many different explanations. One classic explanation is that if a man is a man, then he's great. But if a man acts like an animal, he's lower than an animal, because he could choose to be, have self-control and eat with holiness and act with holiness, and instead he's lowering himself. So in Chassidus they say, you mamash lower yourself when you act animalistically. I was just reading Rabbi Nachman talking about eating and saying how you eat like an animal, your face mamash doesn't have the same glow, but if you eat with holiness, you mamish glow. So we should be zoche to say beautiful brachos and be holier than animals. And the second thought that Rabbi Nathan says, Rabbi Nathan has an excellent parish on the Chumash, and he says that if you want to go into Shabbos, because it's Erev Shabbos, man was created, and then he has to go into Shabbos, you have to go in from a place of humility. And then when he's humble and realizes he's lower than animals, then he can really go into Shabbos Kodesh. I actually had that chiddush on Purim, my Purim Shemona Esrei, when I daven the word Ata, Baruch Ata. The halacha is, you have to bow. You bow when you get up to the word Ata. Which to me, the thought that went through my head meant, you want to be mekabel Hashem, you have to be humble. You have to be broken. Not broken mamish, but brokenhearted a little bit, and Hashem accepts us from that humble place. So we should be zoiche to be humans who have self-control and say beautiful brachas today, and we should be zoiche to be a little humbler, more loving, more sweet, and in that tzchus, we merit to be zoiche to the great Shabbos. It's almost Shabbos, only 6 more days for Shabbos. Have a wonderful day, Parsha Tazria.